This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Counting down until kickoff.
And caught! Touchdown!
The Jocks Roundtable Top 40, presented by Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
With nearly 100 HD TVs and a menu full of scratch-made American classics and all of your game day favorites, Baumhauer's Victory Grill is your new big game headquarters. Whether you're cheering for your team at the restaurant or taking the party on the road with a tailgate to go package, at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, it's game day every day. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food.
Team number six, the Washington Huskies. This guy is very close to them, and we love having him on the show. We'll talk a lot of college football, but we'll start with Washington. And Brock Huer joins us now from ESPN. Hello, Brock. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. We are about 32 minutes away from the sun rising out here in Seattle. It's always good to be with, as I understand it, the power duo today.
Yeah,
someone didn't want to talk Washington football, huh?
Yeah, part of the trio is gone. The sun came up here, so I'm sure it'll come up there as well. And it's a beautiful sunrise here in Birmingham, so I hope you get the same one in Seattle. Is there we talked about this earlier, because if you were to normally look at Auburn's schedule and say, hey, where does Auburn have an advantage? A lot of times this year, it's going to be their defensive front. But Lance made the point that Washington has a really good offensive front that may neutralize that. As you've looked at this game, is there an obvious advantage for either team that you've identified in this game?
No, I don't think there's an obvious advantage for either team. I think it's why it'll be probably a one-possession game into the fourth quarter. Now, both teams have a concern, and maybe even more so for Washington, and that is their kicking situation. And Auburn loses one of the best, if not the best, they've ever had in that spot. But Washington last year, you can really point to the struggles there, is a huge part of losing that Arizona State, not really helping them in a loss down on the farm either. So, that will be a watch. It always is for every coach. As I'm getting ready to call my first game here in a couple weeks collegiately, I'll hear it every single season, and that is the great unknown is the special teams phase of the game. And as close as these two teams are, Auburn and Washington matching up with their strengths, and both have elite secondaries, and both have good front sevens, and both have dynamic, well, maybe not dynamic, but certainly very talented and experienced quarterbacks. There's a lot of pieces and excellent coaches for that matter too. So I think because of it, it'll be a one possession game, and that special teams phase may just be the decider.
I love Jake Browning. I think there was a little regression last year, but obviously when you lose a guy like John Ross, there's going to be some backup. You go back to 2 years ago, Brock, and the numbers were ridiculous. 43 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. But everyone says this, he needs that go-to guy. Is Chico McClatcher that guy this year?
He's not John Ross, no, but I think the combination of Sivan Ahmed, a really explosive, fastest player on the team that is a freshman last year, kind of worked himself into getting more touches, the return of Miles Gaskin, the return of an All-American candidate left tackle, the return of Chico McClatcher. I think there's just a comfort level that Jake has. I know there is. In talking to Jake, he is so much more comfortable with this group going into the season than he was a year ago, even with Dante Pettis, who became a second-round pick and is having a very nice camp down in San Francisco. So Jake trusts this group more. That's where the regression more than anything else stood out to me, is that when you've got a guy like John Ross, who's 5 yards ahead of the next, you know, nearest defender most of the time, you just chuck it out there. And you trust he's going to get it, or maybe it'll be an incomplete. A season ago, that was not the case. There were tough completions to be had. There were a whole lot tighter windows to throw into. And you saw Jake, especially in a couple of those losses, get just a little bit tight with the football. He just did not trust the personnel the way he does. I know he does, and talking to him going into 2018.
Okay, you're right a lot more than I am, but you and I got into disagreement about this time last year when I told you Stanford was going to win the North. You disagreed. You said, yeah, Washington was that team. Again, I don't know why I've got this feeling, although Stanford plays in Seattle on November 3rd, that Stanford is going to win this division. Now, I think whoever actually wins the division will go on and play in the college football playoff, but I've actually got Stanford in the 14 playoff. Tell me again why I'm wrong this year.
Well, I think the one big difference this year, even more so than last year, is obviously the location of the game and where that thing is going to be played. But more than that, Washington had their people come back. And what I mean by that is Miles Gaskin. Miles Gaskin came back to school. Trey Adams, the left tackle, had he not hurt his knee, he was leaving for the NFL. He hurt his knee. He's coming back to school. Stanford was quite the other way. Their big monster nose tackle out, two corners out, safety out. Those kids that could have come back to school, those young men, for a final year, you know, kind of like the fellas did down in Georgia last year, the year before that at Michigan State, that when you get your key pieces and your seniors, and especially in the case, I think, of Myles Gaskin, say no to the NFL, there's unfinished business here, I'm going to come back and write this story, you know, the way that many, I think, people felt this was the year Chris Peterson was built to do it. Six seniors start on defense, a four-year starter, the first time in the history of the program, a four-year starter at quarterback, the two best offensive tackles in the league. You know, just a number of components that are in play, I think, in Seattle a little bit more than they are down on the farm.
Brock Huard is with us. You can follow him at BrockESPN. Your week one assignment is interesting because a lot of people are going to want to see UCLA under Chip Kelly. You've got Cincinnati at UCLA on ESPN, the 6 o'clock central kick. The offense that Chip Kelly wants to run, I don't think anybody, you know, anticipates it being at 100% week one against Cincinnati. Is that a more or less difficult offense to get clicking right away if it looks like what he did at Oregon?
Really good question. I would say because of the QB situation and them splitting reps two, three ways throughout the spring and into the fall, it's a difficult situation for them to get figured out. That there is timing mechanism, that there is tempo, that there is just pace of play that you want to feel from your quarterback. And whether it's Mariota or whether it was Dennis Dixon, you want somebody to own that position because while there's no huddle and there's not necessarily even a cadence and you're going breakneck speed, I think there is a tempo and a pace for each of those players that they're comfortable with. And having to split that up so many different ways amongst quarterbacks that are all trying to figure it out, I don't think that's the healthiest situation for Chip, nor the most efficient, nor what it's going to be in the years to come when he eventually does settle into a quarterback. But, yes, that I think is a very intriguing matchup. This month of September, gents, for not just Washington with Auburn and at Utah, but for the conference, is an enormous month of football. What they do out of conference, and there are going to be plenty of opportunities for them to change the narrative. But if Washington is the sixth best team in your guys' poll, and if they're going to be a playoff contender, or Stanford is going to be your playoff contender down the road, this month of December for the Pac-12 conference at Texas, at Oklahoma, at Atlanta versus Auburn, those are the marquee games that they've got to change the perception and the narrative of this conference going the wrong way.
Yeah, and I think for USC, you know, it pains me to say this, pulling for USC, but you look at their September at Stanford, at Texas, at Arizona, all in the month of September, and they might be doing it with a true freshman quarterback in JT Daniels.
And they've got to do it with an offensive line that grows up, an offensive line that was embarrassed in that Cotton Bowl that I got to call. And really, that's where the line of scrimmage for so many of the Pac-12 teams in that bowl season just got exposed. And USC has to be tougher there. They are pretty, man. They got a lot of beautiful athletes at so many spots. Their back seven defensively is good enough to win the South and compete for the Pac-12 title and be just fine out on the road versus many of those foes. But if you're going to go on the road or you are going to endure over the course of a college football season, you guys know it, man. You love college football as much as anybody I talk to during the season, and why I love jumping on with you guys. You know it's defined at the line of scrimmage, and that is just an area where the conference, and especially USC last year late in the season, got exposed.
All right, you'll see Brock week one, Cincinnati at UCLA. An interesting little game there. Chip Kelly's debut. You can catch him on the NFL Network games as well. Well, the Seahawks preseason games, they are at the Chargers. Do we get home team or road team telecast on the NFL Network? I think it's...
You know, that's a good question. I don't think I've ever figured it out. I think it's
home team.
I think it's home team.
It's home
maybe
team.
They do... You know, maybe they do a swap. Sometimes they do a little bit of both, a half and a half of both. But, yeah, man, been a blast and always fun to catch up with you guys.
All right, Brock, be careful, man. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.